Hello, this is Cody Bateman. Welcome to a brand new episode of Promptings with Cody B. We're all things promptings here. I have a guest on with us today that's absolutely incredible. Very, very dear friend of mine. Her name is Phoebe Trotman. We're going to put a picture of her up here on the screen. I mean, Phoebe, there's so much that you can say about her. Phoebe has been big part of the Promptings movement with us. She is our top level Eagle affiliate. So the Eagle is the top level at Promptings. She is an Eagle affiliate, been with us for many, many years, taught thousands of people the power of Promptings. She's one of the greatest Promptings coaches there are out there. Just done incredible things, been very successful in network marketing professions. She's been featured in numerous publications, business publications for her success in entrepreneurial business. She is an all-American athlete, soccer player. She's played in the professional ranks and was recently inducted to the Coquitlam Sports Hall of Fame in Vancouver, Canada, which is a huge, huge accomplishment. Just an incredible, incredible human being. I'm so honored to have her on the show with us today. So come on back and listen to Phoebe, because there's a lot of golden nuggets that she's going to give you today about acting on promptings and having people that can coach you on acting on promptings. She's a one of a kind. So come on back and listen to her here in just a second. Thanks, everybody. There she is, one of my favorite people in the whole wide world, Miss Phoebe Trotman. How are you, my friend?
I am doing awesome, Cody. It is great to be here with you and see your face and just be in your presence. I just appreciate you so much. And thank you for inviting me on.
Well, same back at you. You're just a bright, smiley face. Just looking at you makes people happy. So it's glad to have you on the show. All of our YouTube followers can see beautiful Phoebe there in her blue outfit and all the cool stuff in the background. Just welcome to our show. Phoebe Trotman, I got to tell you, I could go on for, you've already heard a little intro of her, but I could go on for hours about the contributions that she makes in society. This show is about promptings, and it's about what promptings are, how to act on promptings. I would say that one of the greatest promptings coaches on the planet is Phoebe Trotman. That's what she's done for numerous years, as the bio said, that she has coached many, 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 many people on how to act on promptings and how it transforms their life. So that's who we're listening to do today is Phoebe, one of the greatest promptings coaches ever. So how's that for a further intro?
Wow. Well, thank you. I mean, I've learned so much from you, and it truly is an honor to be able to just share some of the stuff that I've learned from you and other mentors and help other people, because I truly believe when you act in your promptings and you continue to, they get louder, and you just, and it allows people to make such a huge impact on their community. And then when I say their community, I mean the people that they have in their network. And then that just that continues to grow, right? It does have that ripple effect. So I'm just thankful that I've had an opportunity to learn from you and others and to be able to share with other people.
Well, I got to tell you, myself and many other people have learned so much from you over the years in your coaching strategy, your coaching tactics, things you do. And I got to believe a lot of that comes from your upbringing. I mean, as we talked about before, you have a very strong athletic background, all-American soccer player. The accolades go on. You're in the Hall of Fame. What's the actual, I have a hard time pronouncing that name.
Coquitlam. So
Coquitlam, Sports Hall of Fame, which is a big deal. That's a big deal. So you've been a professional athlete, you've been an All-American athlete, and then you've turned that into coaching, where you've coached young kids for many years. And the more I know about you and the more that I've seen how you've affected the athletic community and affected these kids through your coaching, the more I understand why you're so good at coaching people over here with our promptings movement. So having all that been said, talk to me a little bit about your upbringing in athletics and how it helped you to help people act on promptings and coach them in that area.
For sure. Well, I think a part of it, I mean, I have to massive kudos to my parents, just for their confidence and just belief and faith and really just allowing my brother and I to explore opportunities and all sorts of opportunities. They truly led by example in terms of being open to learning and them having mentors and them having coaches, if you will, and reading. And so I think naturally, like as a young child, my brother and I just kind of followed in that laneway, if you will. With coaching, you know, as playing soccer, you have coaches, right? And you learn a lot from them. And one of the things I always say is like you learn from the coaches that you naturally gravitate to and the ones who are, you know, the pat on your back, and you learn from the tough coaches too, the ones that you have to grow as an athlete because maybe you don't necessarily see things the same way. And so I'm definitely thankful because I've had a lot of incredible coaches. And I think one of the biggest things, though, is it's not just necessarily the coach who is that adult figure, if you will. It's also your coaches and your teammates. And I've had incredible teammates over the years that I'm like so thankful for because they taught so much, even the ones who weren't necessarily the vocal leaders, but the ones who led by their action, the ones who would be there early to practice and doing the extra work or staying late after practice and doing the extra work. Because, you know, we see the game and everyone sees the game and sees the success on the field, but it's all the stuff that happens behind the scenes that truly leads to what happens that game day. It's doing the extra stuff when you don't want to do it. It's following through on your commitment. You know, when you join a team, if you're not making the starting lineup and you want to make that starting lineup, what are some of the things you have to do early morning or late night so that you can improve your game and be on the field and be one of those starters and making that impact? And so I believe, you know, with the kids that I coach, everybody has a path. And, you know, I always say this, it's with, because I run a program for little kids. So they're under 4 to under 7. So they're the wee tykes. And yeah. My goal with coaching is just that they have a positive experience with it and that we help them just see some sort of success, whatever that looks like for them, right? I always joke, it could be scoring a goal. It might just be making a pass. It may just be getting on the field, right? Because they're in that younger stage where they're, you know, not sure about the sport or the activity or whatever it may be. And so just seeing them smile is a big part of what we do.
So right now you're coaching at that junior level, 4-year-olds, but you've coached at other levels, right?
I have, yeah. So I've coached, I started coaching actually in university. It kind of got forced upon us as players that we did a camp and it was kind of like, okay, here you go. You guys can start coaching. And I definitely enjoyed it. I mean, I've grown a lot in terms of my love of coaching. In the beginning, I was like, you know, figuring it out as you will. But yeah, I have coached. So the program I run oversee is for under 4 to under 7, but then we also do academies and camps for some of the older players. And then in university, going back and helping out with some of the team there as well.
So it's got to be a lot different coaching a 4-year-old versus coaching a 14-year-old. I mean, what are the differences in those age groups?
Oh yeah, it's different. Different.
Because you know, it sounds like at the 4-year-old stage, you said you want them to just have a positive experience to get out there. At 14 years old, they're more developed. So I'm just assuming that at 14, that there's more tough coaching going on than at 4. I mean, what's your thoughts there?
Yeah, I believe the biggest thing, I mean, it's the relationship as well too, right? And that's one of the things in your coaching, you know, some of the academies that I've done where the players are a little bit older, I really believe it's important to just to establish a rapport with those players first and foremost, because it, again, you want whatever feedback you're going to give, whether it's, you know, something that they can improve upon or something they did well, you want it to be received. And I believe that with all sorts of coaching, it does come down to that relationship. And when you establish a rapport with a player, then yes, you have that. They understand that you're only saying these words or this feedback because you want them to be better and you want them to succeed. But that starts with having a foundation and having a relationship and really making sure that that player knows that the reason you're giving this feedback is because you do want them to be a great player at that point or whatever, again, their career, their path is, but really helping them grow as a person.
Now, the coaches have different styles depending on their personalities too, you know, so mm-hmm. some coaches, at least in my experience, you know, playing American football and basketball when I was younger, some of my coaches were tough, hard guy coaches that just really got on you and drove you hard. And a lot of people, a lot of kids, you know, in the 14-year-old age would kind of, they'd kind of fold up under that kind of pressure, where there's other coaches that are more, I don't want to say softer, but their approach is different. Where what's your approach like? Like, where would you put yourself? Are you the tough girl coach, or are you the, where do you fit in there?
You know,
does it depend on the player?
It depends on the player. That's what I was going to say. It really depends on the player, depends on the environment. I believe that. And I guess that's why I go back to that, the relationship that you have, because I know too, for me as a player, I've had both sides of those type of coaches that you describe. And if I have a rapport with a coach, they can come at me hard and it's just going to make me sit back, reflect and be like, okay, I'm going to show you. I'm going to go back out and I'm going to show you. If I didn't have that rapport with the coach and they came at me in that way, again, depending on the scenario, depending on my age, maturity level, it could have been a very different response. So I believe it really comes down to the coach. I probably wouldn't say I'm tough, but tough with a smile, if that makes sense. So I'm going to deliver a message, but I'm going to make sure it's delivered in a way that I hope it lands so that they realize, again, it's coming from a good place. It's not coming from a place of, it's really coming to lift them up, really to help them develop.
Well, I've had the chance to see you coach in a business setting. I mean, I think the premise of this particular show and this interview is, listen, coaching is everywhere. You know, coaching obviously is in athletics, but coaching is everywhere. It's the reason why, you know, coaching is a multi-billion dollar industry, and there's personal life coaches and there's all kinds of coaches out there. There's a reason for that, because coaching works. And I've seen you coach people in business. I've seen you coach people in network marketing. I've seen you coach people in relationship marketing and, you know, some of your clients and whatnot. So I've seen you in that setting. And I think what I've really noticed about you in that setting, it seems like it's the same in your athletic setting, is that you really assess people's personalities a lot before you determine how you're going to coach them. Does that summarize pretty good?
Yeah, absolutely. Because I feel like that's the way you're going to get the best result for that person. If, you know, if you come in with kind of a one size fits all approach, yes, I think law of averages, eventually it'll work for some, but I really believe it's important to get to know that person. You know, if we're dealing on the network marketing side with, you know, a person who's starting their business, you know, you get to know them. What are their goals? How can you help them achieve those goals? And when is it time to, you know, push them a little bit, or open up that platform, even though it may be terrifying. But I feel like that's some of the stuff that I've had to grow in this business world. And I remember being, you know, terrified the first time I was speaking on stage when I got an email saying, hey, you're speaking at our national convention. And I literally closed my computer and walked away. I just was like, nope. You know, so I think part of it is learning from from you, Cody, and as I said, other mentors, in terms of getting to know that person, what are some of their goals? You know, I truly believe everyone has greatness in them and they're going to shine in different ways. So how can we help them shine? Whether it is, for some, maybe it is being on a stage speaking in front of, you know, thousands and thousands of people. For others, it may not be in that way. However, they're still going to have an impact in a different way. And so my goal as a coach and working with people is just to help them find that greatness and share that greatness with others.
Well, don't you think a lot of times a coach is going to see greatness in a player, whether it's business or athletics? A coach is going to see greatness or genius in that player before they do. Now, we say here all the time, you know, you see your genius before anybody else does, but that's not always the case. In a lot of cases, other people may notice genius in you and then they become the prompter. The best prompting in the world comes from within. But there are people in your life that will prompt you. So promptings do come from other people. And that's why I love coaching and the subject of coaching, because that's what coaches do. They prompt players to their genius. They kind of guide them. And I've watched you do that. You're very, very good at doing that.
Thank you. Thank you. And I feel like I've been on the receiving end of a lot of that. And so again, that's why I feel like I want to share that with other people, because I have had people who I believe were prompted to, you know, say, okay, here, go do this. And it may not have been something I would have walked into, just because typically I do enjoy being behind the scenes. I'm totally okay to do that as well. And so I feel like there were, you know, people in my life who saw something and wanted to, you know, push me forward a little bit more, which I'm open to doing. It just wouldn't necessarily be the thing that I would raise my hand and be like, I'll go first. And so in having that experience, and again, I believe that when we have an opportunity to share, it's going to impact people in different ways. And so when I'm working with someone and I see, you know, something in them, I'm like, there's so many people that are going to connect with them in a different way that they may not, we might say the exact same thing, but that person says it and it's going to land because they're the ones with the rapport with that person, or someone is hearing them and sees themselves in that person. And so that's why I just think it's so important to give people that opportunity to share their message and greatness and, yeah, and what they came here to do.
I remember the first time we have these prompting seminars that we've done for years and years. And I actually remember the first time you attended one of those. We have an exercise that we do, one of the many exercises we do in those. One of them is where we have people write out their I am statements, their positive affirmation, starting with the words I am. And so we do a big thing with I am statements. I remember the first time you shared your I am statements. Do you remember that?
I remember being terrified to share my I am statements. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, and I remember you being terrified. I remember it like it was yesterday. What I don't remember, maybe you can help me with this. I don't remember if, because sometimes we have people raise their hands if they want to share, but sometimes I will kind of on a prompting, I'll call people out. Did you raise your hand or did I call you out?
Absolutely not. You called me out. You called me out. You have this way, again, as they said, those promptings, and you act on them. And I just remember you looking at me and you just locked focus. Like, you're so, you know, when you connect with someone, you connect. And I was like, no, please, dear God, no, 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 no. But I knew it was going to happen because you're like, just again, the lock eyes. And I was terrified because, again, as I said, it's not necessarily something I'm going to be like, put up my hand. I want other people to have that opportunity. And so, you know, I'm grateful that you did, because, again, it's a life-changing moment. And the prompting seminars, I mean, I've attended many of them. I've learned so much. Every time I attend, I learn something new, which is just, it's so cool as an experience, because as we grow, you know, then you, things land differently. As I said before, you know, you'll say something, and certain exercises that we do at the prompting seminars are the same because they're so powerful. Yet when we grow as people, then it lands differently, we always level up. Every time I attend a promptings event, I level up in some capacity. And I do believe, after attending numerous events over the years, the person I am today is a direct result of attending numerous promptings seminars over the many, many years that I've been to them.
Yeah, just real quickly for all of you listening in, you know, if you want more information, you can go to promptingsacademy.com and you can see some of these events that we do and some basic information about those events. We have a brand new three-tier training. It's a three-level training. Over the years, we've done the level one training, but we're introducing level two and three training. And there's information about that on Promptings Academy. I want to go back to that first time, that first interaction that we had. And again, it's really strange because it's weird how my mind works, because I don't know how memory works in your head. But when we have discussions like this, it's like it instantly jogs my memory, and it literally was like it was yesterday. I mean, I can literally remember locking eyes with you. And I remember exactly what I thought. I thought before you spoke a single word, before, because you reluctantly stood up and you were juggling around to find your cards with your statements on them. And, you know, and we could tell, you know, I could tell you're a little bit nervous, but before you spoke a single word, I knew that you would be a dynamic leader in this movement. I mean, I knew it. Like, it's like, oh my goodness, this is an incredible lady that's gonna have huge impact in this movement. I mean, I just knew it. So I think that's kind of what we're talking about. Sometimes the coach sees it first. And from the day of you doing that for the first time, I mean, we got closer and you catapulted your business and you worked very, very quickly and became a leader very quickly. And I remember the first time we put you on the stage. Do you remember that? Yeah.
Terrified. I honestly was shaking. Thank goodness for Jody and Corey, who literally were holding my hands, praying over me before I went on stage. I was absolutely terrified. And I do think, you know, as you just said, like that, those promptings, and then as a coach, can you lay a track for someone to run on? Because I truly feel that's what you've done and given me in terms of, yes, from that first moment to, you know, again, I definitely put in the work in terms of building my business, but you giving me an opportunity to then speak in convention, speak at events, do training. And again, I do want to stress that it's so key that as the athlete, as the business owner, as the network, whatever it is, you still have to put in the work. But yes, if someone can lay a path for you to go on, and then you just continue to grow and you do the work and you continue to grow, that's where, you know, you can, you know, develop as a leader and impact lives really and truly. And so I'm grateful that you gave me that opportunity, as terrified as I was. I'm sure if there's a video, I'd probably watch it and be like, oh no, probably not my best. But that's where you start, right? It starts with just taking that little leap of faith. And from there, I know there's that quote, to be great in anything, you have to be good. To be good in anything, you have to start, right? Basically. Yeah. And so I just encourage everyone, you know, lay that foundation for other people and take that opportunity when it is presented to yourself as well.
I got to share with our audience, you know, I've had a lot of notable people, well-known people that have graced our stages and spoke at our events and things like that. You know, people like Les Brown and T. Harv Eker and Eric Worre and Jordan Adler and, you know, Bob Berg, and the list goes on and on of people that you would recognize that have graced our stage and shared our stuff. And I got to tell you, having all of that been said, you to this day are one of my favorite presenters I've ever seen on a stage. And I want to tell you why. Your genuineness, it just comes out of you. Like a lot of speakers, and they're all great and they all do their things in their great ways, but a lot of speakers, their motivations might be a little different. You know, it's how good do I sound? You know, how good is my pitch and my flow? And they practice and they, you know, do those kinds of things. you just get up there and pour your heart out, and the audience feels it. I mean, they really, really feel your heart. And to me, that's one of the most dynamic, effective type of presenters there are. And that's why you're one of my favorites, because I love the way that genuineness, you really care about people, and it really comes out when you speak. So kudos to you for that. Keep doing it, you know.
Well, thank you.
Keep doing those kind of things. Yeah.
That really means a lot. And I guess my goal, anytime I am given an opportunity to speak, is it literally is just my prayer. It's like, if one person can be impacted by something that is shared that changes their life. And in turn, again, I truly believe the power of that ripple effect. When one person's life's changed, many are changed. And so I know I've been in the audience and hearing things that I've put in practice in my life. And I do know my community, my family, my friends have felt that, because I attended something, learned something, implemented, and was able to continue that ripple effect of whatever that gem of wisdom was shared, or activity, or goal setting, or dream building, whatever it may have been. So,
yeah, that's good stuff. Well, let's talk a little bit. I want to go back a little bit to your athletic career. You were recently inducted into the
Coquitlam Sports Hall of Fame.
By the end of this interview, I'll have that down.
No problem.
Coquitlam Sports Hall of Fame, which is a very, very big deal. What I mean, any Hall of Fame is a big deal, but this is a big, big deal for your athletic career. You know, and I think our producers will put some things on the screen to kind of show that induction and some different things on there. First of all, we're really proud of you. Just really, I can't say enough. My wife, Jody and I, we, you know, the other night, I think we saw some stuff on social media, and we just reflected on how much we adore you, how proud. It was just a proud moment. It was just a proud moment. You know, in fact, I got to regress a little bit and tell a quick story. My daughter, Whitney, ended up marrying a guy by the name of Todd Jensen. When Todd Jensen was in high school, he was just starting to date my daughter. So it was one of those weird things, because, you know, fathers are kind of weird protecting their daughters. So it's kind of a weird deal. And I knew Todd because he lived in our neighborhood, and Todd was a bit older than Whitney. And they started dating a little bit, and Todd was an all-state football player. And I remember, It's interesting. I remember listening to a state football game as quarterfinals in the state tournament or whatever. And Todd was the quarterback on the Riverton football team. So they were talking on the radio about Todd Jensen and about him being a great quarterback. And he was a 4.0 student, and he was, you know, on the honor roll and all this kind of stuff. And I had a moment where I thought to myself, I literally said out loud, I'm really proud of my son. Mm. Now, he wasn't my son. Today he is. But at that moment, he wasn't. But I knew that he was my son. And the reason I share that long story, sorry, I regressed a little bit, is that when we saw the stuff on your, you know, about you being inducted, I felt that same emotion. Jody and I both felt that same emotion, you know, that you're... you know, you're part of our family, and we were just felt that deep. We're just deeply proud of your accomplishments, and so appreciate you allowing us to be a part of your life that way. It's just really cool. But let's talk a little bit. What was that like? I mean, what's it like to be inducted to a Hall of Fame? Like, what, man?
Yeah, you know what? It was so. I have been very fortunate. As I said, I've played with incredible teammates. I've been on some amazing teams, fabulous coaches. And so I have had team inductions into like the BC, I think it's BC Sports Hall of Fame, Burnaby Sports Hall of Fame, like, so as a team. And so and I'm a big team person. I love my teammates. We say teammates for life, friends for life, because again, they're family as well. And so When I got this, I was actually traveling when I received the email that I was going to be inducted as an athlete. So this is a little bit different than on the team side. It's a kind of an individual recognition, if you will. And I was traveling at the time. I remember getting the email and I was just like, again, I think I just walk away from stuff because I got to close my computer. And I was like, wait, what? And then I opened it up and I read it. And I just, it was like, because I've grown up in Coquitlam. So I lived many years in Coquitlam. Then I moved to other communities and then I've been back in Coquitlam. And so just to have that honor, you know, and again, it's different because it's an individual and I'm so used to the team one. I didn't really know how to navigate it, if you will. And right away I thought of my parents. My dad has passed, but my parents have been just, again, incredible. I'm so blessed and fortunate. And so I thought of my dad and it was kind of like a bittersweet moment for a little bit, just knowing he wouldn't be here to physically see it. And then I was really excited, especially because I feel like, you know, I grew up in Coquitlam. I love to play soccer. I'd go in the backyard and play with my brother and my dad. And I just played. I'd go in outside by myself and just continue to play. And so I feel like for the younger athletes and just in general, it's like with a lot of time and persistence and focus and just keep going, these accomplishments can happen. And so it's just, it's still so surreal. It really is super surreal. We had the induction ceremony a couple weeks ago now. And so, you know, it was nice that I could have some friends and family. I didn't tell anyone. My mom was telling people and then I felt like, okay, I guess I got to tell a couple friends because if they see it, they're not going to be too happy with me if I don't tell them when it's happening. So I did. And, you know, some people were able to come out and then I just got a message the other day that the display now is done. And so I'll check that out with my mom at some point. And some family and just, yeah, it's kind of a neat, it's an incredible honor. I'm still very overwhelmed and just truly humbled with it.
Well, I think it's cool because when you get inducted or you win big awards like that and you kind of portrayed it, it's, you don't think just about you, you think about everybody around you that helped make that happen. That award is for everybody. And you're the first one to say that, you know, and that's one of the things we love about you. But it is that way. In fact, that's why I wanted to bring it up is that whatever our accomplishments are, promptings are all about listening to your inner voice and finding your genius and be the best version of who you are to the world. The only way that any human being can be the best version of who they are, they do need a lot of help from people around them. It's up to you to decide, you know, what that genius is and who you are. And it's up to you to have the courage to follow your heart in the direction you want to go. But once you do that and get on the journey, you do need a lot of people around you that can help you along the way. That kind of ties back to the coaching conversation we've been having and how important that is. So I think it's real important for our listeners to understand that. And being inducted to the Hall of Fame, you know, it's everybody around you is inducted at the same time. Absolutely. I want you to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's a team, you know, instantly when I got the email, I kind of took a moment. And then when I really sat with it and it just the memories, like so many memories of the great experiences on the soccer field and the really tough ones, you know, those hard ones, which are ones that really build that character as well. And so I thought of my teammates, I thought of the great experiences I've had. I thought of, you know, again, those friends for life, how we've just rallied around each other in the good times, the bad times, on the field, off the field, you know, the championships, the ones, the memories of, you know, coming second place, which is a tough place. I know a lot of people are like second's great. It is, but when you're that close to winning it, it is challenging. And so I just had so many memories. And I think really leading up to that, just thinking back to, you know, where it all started. And again, with my brother playing and me just wanting to play and my dad really like going to the library to rent videos of like how to do certain moves and we'd watch it as a family. And so it really just all that and the support that I've had has been tremendous. Even when I decided to go down to Colorado and play, I just, you know, and it's funny, I was thinking back to them, like that was really just a prompt. I was like, I want to go away and play soccer. And so I went, and that opportunity and just the growth that happened there. And so it really is a team award. And I'm just, again, I'm so grateful for the incredible teammates and friends and family and the, you know, city of Coquitlam and the Coquitlam Sports Hall of Fame board for choosing me and whoever not, or the nomination and then being inducted.
So as a player and a coach, how important is defeat to victory?
Defeat's a very important part of it because you have to learn to navigate those feelings. And it is hard. It is very, very hard. I had, you know, growing up, our team, I always joke, we had a great group of teammates and friends. We weren't necessarily the most skilled team. And so we had a lot of games that we didn't win. And I remember looking at the other team we'd play, and there'd be these standout players, and going into the game, it was always like, oh, we got to play this person today. Oh dear, because they were great players. Mm-hmm. And it was in, like, I wanted the feeling to switch. I wanted it to be that team thinking of us and thinking of me, because I'm contributing to my team going, oh, we got to play Phoebe again. And so that really motivated me a lot of the years when we weren't doing really well to turn it around. And then thankfully, you know, continuing to play and having those teams where now you're playing with some of the players over the years that you grew up playing against, that you're like, oh, we got to play this person. And now you're on that team with them and battling together. It's a really cool feeling to now be on the team with some of those players, you know, over the years you were didn't necessarily want to play. I do think it's important, though, when those defeats happen, to take that moment to reflect on them. And I'm a thinker. I like to reflect. I like to think about what I could do better. I'm definitely probably very hard on myself in terms of that, because I do want to contribute. And so, but I think the defeats are truly where you grow as a, you know, if we're talking about in terms of soccer, you grow as a player, because you can take that moment to reflect on what could I do better? How could I help my team in a different way? And having that moment, but also defeats in business world as well too, because there are opportunities, you know, there's moments I think about kind of my journey in the business world where I was definitely down in the dumps. I was very frustrated. Things weren't going the way I wanted it to go, whether it's my business wasn't growing fast enough or other things happened. And again, taking that moment to reflect. And I think it's so big where we take that personal accountability. How can I improve? What can I do better? And that's where you can reach out to a coach or mentor, or someone to have that conversation. And then it's up to us to make a decision. How do we want to move forward from this? Because, you know, you can fall down, but it's about getting back up. And I think as long as you continue to get up, you'll move forward.
Yeah. You know, and the key to that too, and you mentioned it, is, you know, you're athletic defeats translate over into your professional career and your business. And in business, we have defeats. And a lot of times in business, people are not prepared for defeats. It's like, you know, Send Out Cards is the foundational company for the entire promptings movement. Send Out Cards has been around for a long time. And you've been with us at Send Out Cards, and now we're promptings all the way through that. We experienced defeats, didn't we? Lots of them.
Yep.
There were lots of defeats. There were a lot of times when things didn't go right and things did go down, and, you know, people joined your company, joined your team, and maybe left your team, and which is kind of standard in network marketing. But, and that's where I come back to that coaching again, how important it is. You know, if you're a coach, you have to be prepared to coach people through defeats. And if you can coach people through defeats, you yourself can conquer defeats so that you can go on to be victorious. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And defeats are part of the process, right? With any success, there's going to be bumps in the road. And it's, how do we navigate those bumps in the road? And I think it's okay to take a step back and reflect and refocus and go through the emotion of whatever that defeat is. I'm definitely very transparent after tough losses. I'm not the smile isn't always there. Just say that. So, because I am frustrated or disappointed, and same thing in the business world, when I've had bumps in the roads, I do get, we're all human, right? We're going to have those emotions, but it's how, what do we do with those emotions? How do you refocus? How do you take that moment to maybe, yeah, step back, have your, you know, your 10 minutes, your 5 minutes, whatever you need to do to navigate through that emotion, and then refocus? Because there's a reason. I always say this, there's a reason you got started in business. There's a reason I play soccer. There's a reason that you're doing what you're doing. So how do you refocus on that and then continue to move forward? And move forward, maybe you have to move forward in a little bit of a different way, right? That's okay. The key is just keep moving forward. Move forward to those goals, because there's a reason that someone decided to, whether it is get started in their business, they have goals, they have dreams, they have things they want to accomplish. Those are still there. You just might have to figure out a little bit different path, if you will, but it's still there. So just making sure you move forward and doing what you need to do to be able to move forward.
So you mentioned in there, you mentioned the word disappointment. You know, a lot of times we get disappointed in ourselves. You know, we fell short, we made the wrong decision, you know, whatever it is where we feel disappointment in ourselves, and how important it is, you know, to navigate through that. I mean, how do you navigate through personal disappointment? Because we all feel that. I know I do. So
yeah, and I do think that's where I do take some time to kind of reflect a little bit. What was my role in this? How could I have done something different? I mean, the affirmations for me are huge, right? And that was something that I learned at the Promptings Academy, is having those affirmations and going back to them and revisiting them and having them in your mind, so that when you are going through those disappointing times, yes, you're taking a moment to feel that disappointment, but then an affirmation pops up that I'm a winner. I win at everything I do. So then those affirmations are coming back. And it allows me to, again, just shift that focus and refocus. I believe gratitude's huge. I literally have an appointment in my calendar that at 9:10 Pacific PM every single evening, it pops up. It's an event in my calendar, and it says, I am so grateful and happy that. And then I just take that moment, because that reminder pops up. I take that moment for myself to go, what am I so grateful and happy about right now? And again, I do it multiple times through the day, but I love that, because if it is one of those challenging, disappointing days, that still comes up and I still have to take that moment to refocus. And I do believe when we're going through those difficult times, as challenging as it is, how can we reach out to someone else? Because when we do, and again, just take that moment to step back, and you'll have a prompting, you will, about someone else that you can reach out to, and it just shifts. Or thankfully, when you continue to live in a world where you're always prompted and reaching out to other people, it's interesting how some of the times when I'm going through, you know, a challenging moment, someone will message me and be like, oh my gosh, I just got the card you sent, or, oh, thank you for that funny video you sent, or this happened, or whatever it was. And so it's just, I believe that disappointments are going to come. It's, can we shift our focus, whether it is through our affirmations, whether it's taking a moment of gratitude, again, thinking, you know, who can I reach out to today? Because when you do, it's going to shift your energy as well. And there is so much that we have to be grateful for, even in the really, really challenging moments of life.
So we are listening to the one and only Phoebe Trautman. She is a Star 8 Eagle. That's the top level Eagle affiliate in the promptings.com company and in the movement. She's been an incredible coach in her own right, in her athletics, as well as in the Promptings movement. We just appreciate so much, Phoebe, all that you do out there. You've coached and mentored thousands of people to be successful on the field and successful in their business. And we just appreciate you so much and what you stand for. I always like to close the show by giving you the floor. The floor is yours. You know, I've asked the questions. Now it's your turn to just, you know, any final words, thoughts, stories that you want to share to close out the show today. Go ahead.
Well, first, I do want to say again, a massive thank you for inviting me to be on this show, and just the shows that you've done already. There's so many golden nuggets. So I do want to encourage everybody listening, please go back and listen to the past shows and continue to listen, because there's golden nuggets in everything. And I always encourage, just take one nugget and implement it. I guess my final thought around the idea of promptings is, I remember I was so fortunate, a friend of mine gifted me a ticket get to see Michelle Obama speak. And I remember Michelle Obama shared about, someone was asking about how do you become confident? And she said, you know, confidence is a muscle. And so as you want to build that muscle, you start with it and you might start a little bit lighter and you start to build and continue to build. And as I was kind of thinking about the show and promptings and just my life in general, and I do believe that promptings are kind of like a muscle as well too. And in the beginning, it can be a little, you know, fearful because you might be prompted to, you know, buy that person a coffee or do something. You're like, oh, what are they going to say? Are they going to, you know, and the chatter happens. But as I just want to encourage everyone to, there's a reason you were prompted with that, whatever it was, whether it is to call someone, whether it is to send a card, send a video, write a note, make a phone call, buy someone something, whatever it is, there's a reason. And when we trust that and we start doing that, the muscle continues to grow and it strengthens. And you just, and when you get to a point in life where promptings are just what you do and who you are, your life will change. And not only will your life change, the people around you, your community, your friends, your family, their lives will change. It's hilarious that some of my best friends, they use the word promptings now because I'm like, oh, I had a prompting and then I'll just do it and explain it. And so I just want to encourage everyone to act on those promptings, listen to that voice, that you're building a muscle and that muscle will get strong and it will transform your life. And again, I'm just thankful to be here. And if there is anything I can do for any of the listeners, feel free to reach out. And I just want to encourage them to live in a world of promptings because they will not recognize themselves many, many years down the road for the better. And it will change a lot of lives.
Well, it cannot be said any better than that. So Phoebe, thank you so much for being with us on the show. Thank you all. Like Phoebe said, go back and listen to previous recordings and keep tuning in because we're going to keep bringing it. And we just want to help the people throughout the world to act on their promptings, to create the best version of themselves and give that version of who you are away to others in service. And in doing that, we can change the world. We can bring the human race together and we can do it in abundance. So thanks everybody for joining. And Phoebe, thank you again. And we'll see y'all next week. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.